It's Wednesday on Current State and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, it's the Michigan Food and Farming Systems, or MIFS. It's a statewide organization based here in East Lansing that advocates for and offers assistance to new and women farmers, as well as those from underrepresented groups in Michigan's agriculture industry. Here to tell us more, Michelle Napier Dunnings, MIFS Executive Director. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Also, MIFS Council Member Jen Silveri. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And Danae Friedheim is operator of Food Shed Farm in Bath Township. Danae, nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks.
Michelle, tell us about the larger overriding mission of Michigan Food and Farming Systems. What are you trying to get done here?
So we're trying to connect, as you said in your introduction, beginning and historically underserved farmers to resource opportunities so they can develop profitable and environmentally sustainable livelihoods. So if I kind of break that down, the beginning is young, new farmers, as well as second career farmers. And historically underserved, we've been working since 1998 with African American, Hispanic Latino farmers, as well as women, Native American, and we continue to reach out to new constituencies such as our returning veterans and some of our immigrant populations that have done agriculture in their countries and are looking for help to do that as a livelihood as they live in Michigan. And we also, the connecting to resources, whether it's financing, land, education, new practices, marketing opportunities, and then finally, we want to make sure that the people that grow our food can also eat and pay their bills, so they need to make a profit, and that also that what they do is environmentally sustainable because they're protecting our land and water resources, not only for us today, but for generations from now. So looking at that whole big picture, MIFS niche is working with these particular farmers who represent a significant amount of the farming population in our state.
Is it changing, though? It sounds like from your experience, that is changing.
It is. Couple things. Right now, the average age of the farmer is 58.3 years old.
Yeah.
So we have a workforce crisis, first of all. Second of all, in the 2012 census, there was the farm sizes of 50 acres or less represents over 50% of the farms in this state today, which means we also have a population that wants locally fresh-grown food.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we help those small-scale farmers who are, by the way, growing diverse crops year-round, often in high tunnels, get their products safely to the consumer in different ways? How do they bring the food together? How do they get it to market? How do they sell it? So we're basically evolving and developing a parallel system to our current one, which is focused on very large farms, typically one crop, and selling internationally, to looking at how do we get these new and beginning and smaller scale farmers into what our consumers are demanding today.
Very interesting. Danae, you run Food Shed Farm, an organic farm in Bath. Tell us how you got started.
Sure. I'm actually not from Michigan originally. I moved here with the idea that I was going to go to graduate school. Well, long story short, I started volunteering on a farm, sort of fell in love with it. I ended up going through the Organic Farming Certificate Program at Michigan State, which is now the Organic Farmer Training Program. And that was sort of all she wrote. I never ended up going to grad school, and I began working out at the Student Organic Farm at Michigan State and started my business a couple of years ago.
So. What were some of the bigger challenges you faced when you decided to get into the business yourself?
Oh, there were a few of them. You know, having people take me seriously as a young woman was a big one, which is, you know, really where MIFS comes into play. They help break down some of those barriers for farmers like me. But mm-hmm. capital is a big one. You know, having enough money to start a business, education, obviously, all those things that Michelle mentioned earlier were definitely huge challenges and still are challenges to me. So.
Jen, is Danae's story fairly typical for the farmers you work with here in Michigan?
I work with a really large diversity of farmers. I'm a technician out of the Eaton Conservation District. And so I work with farms, large-scale farms, and then farms like Danae's. And for a startup fruit and vegetable producer, it is a very typical story. Dene faces a lot of the challenges that we hear with all new and beginning farmers that are coming into the farming scene in Michigan. Access to land is a huge issue. Barriers to entry is one of the things that they worry about too. Things like the Food Safety Modernization Act that's coming down, and the implications that food safety practices are going to have on small-scale producers is a really big concern for a lot of the farmers that we work with at MIFS and at the Conservation District. we see a lot of farmers worrying that new regulations that come down can essentially put them out of business before they really even get established, if there isn't some consensus from the regulatory agencies and listening to the voices of farmers when they speak out and say, these practices that you want to mandate for our farms are going to hurt our business. And we hear this widespread.
Is there a particular regulation or proposed reform that is really causing concern right now?
The one that's causing widespread concern across the farm industry, whether it be small farms, medium and large side farms, is the Food Safety Modernization Act. And that is a set of practices that are coming down from FDA that will essentially standardize safe food handling practices on farms and require them to go through an audit process in order to be able to sell raw consumable goods to the marketplace.
We will keep an eye on that. You're starting to launch what are called farm centers, which I gather are like farming incubators almost. Tell us more about that.
The farm centers are centered in different places around the state, and actually, I'm going to defer to Michelle on this because she is the one leading this project.
Michelle, take it.
Thank you, Jen. Right now, we are launching, one example is in the Flint area. We have partnered with Genesis Hospital, and they are providing land for us to launch a Women in Ag incubator farm on the hospital grounds. They are also supporting us with farm management with one of their employees. And that farm, the way they're set up is like any business incubator. You're sharing space, resources, equipment, and education. And not only bringing in folks that can help train people, but also then farmer to farmer, which is the most powerful education that occurs between those on the farm. Folks get a quarter to a half acre. And at that particular farm, we also have a partnership with the Genesee Intermediate School District. So they are going to identify 3 to 4 vegetables that they will buy from that farm. So there's a guaranteed market. And those incubator farmers will actually grow those vegetables.
Will it go to the hospital as well? That would seem to be a market.
Yeah. The hospital said, exactly. So when are we going to get a farmer's market in the hospital on the ground floor?
Right.
He said, as soon as we have enough vegetables to put in that farmer's market. The other piece of this, of course, is you establish a physical site like that. That will also encourage other local farmers in the Genesee County to come and aggregate their food at that farm, which then can supply the school and the hospital. And all the workshops and trainings that will go on will be open to anybody in the community, actually in the state, but particularly in the community, men, women. So it will be run by women and specifically for underserved and underrepresented women to grow their businesses. But it will be open to everybody.
Dene, how did MIFS help you? I mean, in what way do you think they helped you the most?
In many ways. I mean, it's what Michelle is talking about in terms of connecting farmers with resources, be it other farmers that have a wealth of knowledge or different businesses that can help with different needs for farmers. So really, they are wonderful facilitators of those relationships and kind of forging those relationships, but also, breaking down the barriers in terms of and connecting people and really developing a system to help farmers navigate what's out there.
I'm intrigued by this involvement with veterans as well. Tell us about that, Jen.
The Veterans Center, I'm going to hope that I get the statistic right. Michigan is the 51st worst state as far as veteran farmers being involved in the farming market. So we have a lot of individuals returning overseas, specifically veterans who are interested in getting back into farming, but we don't have a lot of the services that we need to train them and access them and embrace them into the marketplace. So one of the things MIFS is trying to do with the Veterans Farming Center is work with existing groups while creating a new center to have a place where these young individuals coming back from overseas can get training, learn how to start a farm, develop a business plan, and find a place in the market.
Mm-hmm. And anybody who's listening can look up some of the stats of the homeless vets. That stat was actually shared with me. It was 51 to 54th, which somebody said to me, how can we be that if there's 50 states? You're talking
math.
Territories.
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
So, exactly. Yeah. And it was really, it was focused on homeless. And so the issue being, and that's probably also connected to, and I have not delved into the stat very closely, but it's probably connected to the fact that we also have lots of vets out of Michigan. And the fact that they are disproportionately coming from agricultural communities. So this whole idea of they're coming back, they have just been engaged and their skills are around physical labor, a lot of heavy lifting and physical work, and coming back and trying to find jobs and work and transition the skills they had in the armed forces onto land or some work, this is the perfect entry. Plus, it's very calming for all of us to be connected to the earth, to spend time outside in the fresh air.
For people listening who want to get involved, want to support these efforts, what, how can they do it?
They can go to MIFS.org, so that's MIFF, Food and Farming Systems, S.org. And if you forget it, just Google Food and Farming, and it'll pop up. And on that, on the front homepage, at the bottom there, you can join. You can volunteer, you can contact us and get on an e-newsletter. And so there's lots of opportunity. The other thing that we encourage people to do is to pay attention and go back often and look at the events page, because there's often workshops. There's also a conference every year where you're going to walk in and see more diverse farmers than you ever thought lived in Michigan. And the other thing is really to buy from people that grow near you. Whether you go to a farmer market, you join a CSA, get to know who's growing in your county. It's really important.
Danae, you're looking forward to the growing season?
Very much so. Let's hope the ground thaws sometime soon.
Yeah, that would be always advantageous.
Right.
This is such an interesting initiative here, to have you all here today has been fantastic. Michelle Napier-Dunnings, Executive Director of Michigan Food and Farming Systems. Jen Silveri is a MIFS Council member. And Danae Friedheim operates Food Shed Farm in Bath Township. Thanks to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Current State could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing great work, but we need to know about them. Please help us out. Tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.